The King's Stewards, Part 3. Otar pulled himself up out of bed. He stretched out his arms and let out a big yawn. "Well, I better get to work." Otar pulled out the scroll and read what he needed to complete. The list was way too long. Otar felt overwhelmed and put it down. "How am I supposed to get all this done? There's so much to do." Otar sat back and moaned out a long sigh. He grumbled his way through some of the tasks. He swept a few of the rooms, but didn't bother to get all the corners and edges, thinking, "Who's around to notice if I miss a few spots?" Finally, the day came to an end, and Otar couldn't wait to plop into his bed and sleep. "I can't wait for another day of cleaning," he remarked sarcastically. He headed towards his room, but on the way he ran into his friend, Bag Pippin. As Bag Pippin approached Otar, he noticed he was looking a little upset.
"What's got you down, old boy?" asked Bag Pippin.
"The king has asked me to keep the castle clean and maintained in his absence, but there is just so much to do, and I don't know how I'm supposed to keep up with it all. I don't know why he didn't pick me to do something more important."
Bag Pippin smiled and said, "Well, my friend, let's take a look at what you've got to do."
They headed to Otar's room and sat down.
"When I'm feeling overwhelmed, I look at what I need to get done and break it down into small parts. Let's count out all the tasks you have and then see how many you think you can finish each day."
Together, they worked through the list and divided the tasks up. Once they were finished, they had 6 smaller lists that looked much more manageable.
"Thank you," said Otar.
"This is much more doable, but I still don't know why I have to be the one just cleaning the castle."
Bag Pippin thought for a minute and then said, "How do you think the king would feel if he came back to a run-down, weed-filled home?"
"He probably would be upset," Otar responded.
"But what if he came home to the cleanest, best-kept castle he had ever seen? How do you think that would make him feel?"
A light came to Otar's eyes. "I bet he would be very pleased with me for doing such a great job."
"I think so, too," smiled Bag Pippin as he left the room.
The next morning, Otar woke with excitement. He was eager to start his tasks. He chose one of the smaller lists he had made and started sweeping and mopping. He carefully worked through each room and began to sweep every corner out. As he swept, he noticed that in many of the main rooms, the wood floors had begun to crack and dry. After he finished sweeping, he summoned a carpenter to find out what they could do about the floors. The carpenter came in and sanded and refinished all the floors that needed it. Otar beamed with delight as he looked on the new rooms. After seeing the improvements from the work he had done so far, Otar was so inspired he looked around the rest of the castle to see what else he could improve. He began adding new items to his list and also hired more men to help him complete the tasks. He even decided to use some of his own money he had diligently been saving to hire more workers. With more people, he would be able to finish the work quicker and make the castle more beautiful than ever. Week after week, Otar inspected the castle to see what he could improve. The castle was spotless everywhere, and Otar knew it had never looked this good. Aside from it being kept in tip-top shape, he had done many updates. He had gotten new floors installed, he had all the doors and gates replaced, and he had filled the courtyards with rare and deliciously scented flowers. The castle was truly a home worthy of the king. Otar could not wait until the king returned to see how beautiful his home had become.